D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Will this election year be the beginning of a socialist tsunami? And what are the implications for life and freedom? We take a hard look on today's Truths That Transform.
Socialism is alive, though not well, in America.
Medicare for All is one of the popular proposals, but is it as good as it sounds?
Universal health care, according to every plan that we've seen from the left, would, by design, mandate government funding of abortion.
We uncover the bankruptcy of socialist promises from the left. Today on Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. 2020 is an election year, and we're already being inundated with promises of political goodies. Among those popular has been the repeated call by a number of Democrat presidential candidates for Medicare for All. At first, that sounds pretty good. Medicare is actually very popular. And so is this just more of a good thing? No, it's not. And as you'll see on today's program, the promises are lovely, but the reality is downright ugly and dangerous. And we'll give you an opportunity to make your voice heard on the issue. As we begin, our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb takes a closer look at what's wrong with so-called Medicare for All.
A recent Kaiser poll shows that a majority of Americans, 56%, and 81% of Democrats support a national health care plan.
They would like the government to guide the health care system, i.e. set all the rules and regulations of what you can and cannot do, instead of letting entrepreneurs create innovations in terms of more health care. We don't have real free markets in health care. It's a hybrid system, mixed system, with the government becoming more and more intrusive. and telling doctors on Medicare and Medicaid what they can receive.
Medicare for All sounds good, but critics note nationalized health care decreases the quality of health care and access to health care. For example, England, a nation of 55 million people with nationalized health care for years now, has 4.2 million people currently waiting for treatment. Furthermore, the cost of Medicare for All would be prohibitive.
Medicare for All. Mm-hmm. Is it too expensive?
No. People often say, like, how are you going to pay for it? And I find the question so puzzling because how do you pay for something that's more affordable? How do you pay for cheaper rent? How do you pay for it? You just pay for it.
If you have government centrally deciding what gets paid for, and in fact, eventually, who receives the benefit and who might not receive the benefit, and you have a situation of monetary difficulty as we do today, rationing is the natural outcome.
Where it has been practiced, nationalized health care has been of a lower quality, with more delays for service than privatized health care. In other words, there is a cost to nationalizing health care. We can see it in Canada, we can see it in the UK, we can see it in any country that has nationalized healthcare.
Unless you realize that human beings have a special and ultimate value based merely on being human, not earning it through having a capacity, then those who are deemed weak and vulnerable are very, very much threatened.
The majority of Americans believe and approve of Medicare for All, single-payer healthcare.
Single payer means nationalized health care. The government becomes the single payer.
Medicare has been there for the older people. And if you are going to include younger people in the Medicare rolls, you're essentially going to undermine the whole system. You're going to bankrupt the system. And then old people will not be able to get the attention that they were counting on all their lives.
I'm very concerned about the impact of our current trajectory on healthcare for the elderly. If you have a utilitarian mindset, if you have a quality of life mindset, and you look at somebody who, for example, may have to require a lot of care and is debilitated, and they say, well, they're not giving back to society. Well, first, that shouldn't be the criteria in healthcare. And second, what about a lifetime of giving to society? We're talking about the greatest generation. This is the generation that won World War II. This is the generation that overcame the Depression. This is the generation that raised baby boomers like me, and you know, we're the spoiled generation. But they should certainly not be caused to suffer and be looked upon as somehow the bad guys in healthcare because they're more expensive for whom to care.
And yet many in our society clamor for more government-run healthcare. A recent Harris poll found that among young people born after 1980, 73% believe that government should provide universal health care, and 49% say that they prefer living in a socialist country. This has serious implications for even human life itself at all stages of life.
Universal health care, according to every plan that we've seen from the left, would, by design, mandate government funding of abortion. These similar types of socialist systems, would severely intercede between the parental rights and the rights of the family to raise their children as according to they see fit. And on the liberty angle, again, it would severely restrict the rights of churches, pastors, and even just lay Christians to live out their faith according to their deeply held religious beliefs.
In the last election, over 40 members of Congress ran as socialists. People don't realize that. So it has become fashionable right now because it had become fashionable on college campuses to be a socialist. Socialist figures have become the ideal. And so today, they are not taught about what's happening in Venezuela. They are not taught about what's happening in Cuba. They are not taught about the oppression of human rights. They are young and they are emotionally driven and they are out in the streets paid for by people like Soros, who are mobilizing them. Look, Venezuela, in a matter of 13 years, went from one of the most prosperous countries in the world to today a total socialist country where people are starving. They are rationing foods, one meal a day. People are losing weight. The whole country is falling apart. It took 13 years to transform Venezuela. And the same thing can happen to America. And we cannot allow that to happen.
So some would try to say, no, we don't mean that socialism, we mean this other form of socialism, looking at Norway's and Sweden and others. But those countries are not true socialistic countries in the common understanding or in the true sense of socialism. They have capitalist-based markets with a pretty expansive welfare state, but it's another one of those examples of bait and switch. So they're using an inaccurate depiction to present a romanticized view of socialism, but everywhere socialism has been tried, it has failed miserably, and there have been millions of people who have literally become casualties of that failed idea.
Dr. Scott Atlas wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago entitled "The False Promise of Medicare for All," in which he noted the only reliable promise of single payer would be worse health care for Americans and higher taxes. He added that Medicare for All would cost more than $32 trillion over its first decade, and at the same time, it would restrict access to health care. And yet, many young people claim to want this.
The majority of students that are saying that socialism is a good thing have not been educated in any way, shape, or form about what socialism is. And the reverse of that coin, they don't know what free markets and free enterprise are. They think that it's exploitive, that it causes poverty, when in fact, all over the world and throughout history, if young people were just being taught reality, they would know that socialism never works. Sadly, people in free countries will sometimes voluntarily vote, to adopt socialism, but they almost never get a chance to vote their way out of socialism. Almost always, when people realize how bad it is, they end up having to shoot their way out of socialism.
In this pivotal election year, What would happen if all three branches of government were dominated by the anti-God agenda championed by the successors of Karl Marx?
We'd no longer be a free country. We'd be a country living under an authoritarian government. And there's already a whiff of that in the air.
Veteran journalist Robert Knight's brand new book, written exclusively for this ministry, The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, will open your eyes to the threats we're facing today.
See, that's what's so scary about this drift away from Christian values and why Christians have to get more involved in the public square.
Contact us today to receive your copy of The Coming Communist Wave, which details how socialism's ultimate destination is communism.
As you've just seen, so-called Medicare for All is nothing more than socialized medicine, and it has been disastrous in England and even right here in our own Veterans Administration system. Increasing government control of health care won't bring you better health care. It just gives more power to those who lust to pull the levers of government force. Imagine waiting 6 weeks just to get an x-ray, plus another month for a radiologist to read the results. That's what's happening in Great Britain, whose socialist medical system must resort to health care rationing. The Medicare for All that the left is proposing is nothing like the Medicare that exists now. Instead, they would turn the entire American medical system into a single-payer socialist nightmare. That's why we've put together a petition calling upon lawmakers in Congress to oppose and defeat any Medicare for All schemes that come before them. Please contact us right away to get your copy of the petition. Sign it and return it to us right away so that we can make your voice heard as a collective voice. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. So-called Medicare for All is just the latest socialist proposal from the left. And like all socialist proposals, it's bankrupt. Dr. Kennedy tells us more in this portion of his message, The Bankruptcy of Socialism.
There is no doubt that our nation today, as a nation, is adrift. The problem is, someone said that we're like mice wandering in a maze. We don't know where we're going. Or like a ship without a compass or a rudder. We don't know which way to head or even which way is which way. Because we have turned away from the Word of God and from the Scriptures and from the instructions that the founders of this nation and our fathers believed in and looked to and upon which they built this great country. As John Quincy Adams says, that the genius of the American Revolution is that we united in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government and the principles of Christianity. But that bond is being increasingly severed in our time, and so we are adrift. We are lost. We don't know why we're having the problems that we're having. Paul Harvey, in my opinion, the finest news analyst in the world, put it very succinctly 4 or 5 months ago when the G7 nations were meeting in London and Gorbachev came with hat in hand asking for $100 billion. And Paul Harvey said, Gorbachev is coming to London with his hat out asking for money because the Soviet Union is bankrupt because of socialism. But unfortunately, the G7 nations don't have much money to give him because of socialism. Think about it. Though we have seen The greatest experiment in socialism in the history of the world, in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, come to a disastrous end, crash in flames and burn, and bring utter disaster and bankruptcy to that nation, and perhaps famine. Still, socialism is alive, though not well, in America. And I think that one of the great lessons that we need to learn from the events of this past year is that it doesn't work. It doesn't work in the Soviet Union. It doesn't work in Poland. It doesn't work in East Germany. It doesn't work in Cuba. It doesn't work in China. And it doesn't work in America. We need to stand up and say, we have had enough of this. Look what atheism has produced in other parts of the world. We don't want it here. We want the religious freedom that our founders gave to us. We don't want this socialistic mess of pottage that you're trying to force on us. We want the free enterprise system that the founders of this country gave to us, which made America the strongest and the most bountiful and plentiful nation that the world had ever seen. What is it going to take to wake us up to that fact? Well, we use other names for it. We call it the welfare state, a benevolent government. But it's the same thing regardless of what you call it. And it's always that good intentions on the part of some politicians or bureaucrats that leads us into this disaster. But the thing that we need to understand is that the federal government is extraordinarily wasteful and extraordinarily inefficient, and also that it creates far more problems than it helps. But more important than that, it's what the federal government is taking from you and me. Because the government doesn't have any money that it doesn't take from you. And that's something that many people just don't seem to understand. Russ Walton put it very well when he said, government is not a producer, it is a taker, a taxer, and a spender. Every dollar spent by the public sector is a dollar the government must take from the private sector, from the workers and earners and investors. The dollar taken by the government cannot be spent or invested by that productive private sector. As Edmund Opitz said, poverty in a society is overcome by productivity, and in no other way. There is no political alchemy which can transmute diminished production into increased consumption. And the more money, and $1,400,000,000,000 is an awful lot of money, that is taken out of the private sector, the more poverty there is going to be. It's only the private sector that can produce productive jobs and increase productivity. But you know, we can't blame it on the politicians, at least certainly not all of it. We often hear that the politicians are just buying our votes by taxing and giving us more things that they take the money from ourselves. That's true. But why are they doing that? Because when they try to be responsible, and when they try to restrain government spending, we vote them right out of office. The problem is with our own hearts, our own greed, our own desire for something for nothing, for more and more and more from the government trough. That's the problem, and that's why the politicians act that way. I'll tell you this. If your eyes were open and you saw the colossal wastefulness, you saw the mounting federal debt, which is going to be disastrous, you saw the inefficiency and ineffectiveness of these government programs, and you know that they don't work and they create more problems than they solve, when a politician tells you that he's going to tax more and spend more, he wouldn't get your vote. But when he told you that he was going to cut taxes and cut spending, he would have your vote and he would stay in. But someone studied the witnesses that come to Congress and all of those committees and make all of their proposals. And for every one that comes and says we need to cut taxes and cut spending, 134 of us come and tell them spend more. We want more from the federal government. The federal government doesn't have anything to begin with. It all comes out of our pockets. May God, through the truth of His Word, open our eyes and change our hearts, that we might trust in the living God and follow His principles. And my friends, unless we trust in Christ as our Savior, unless we know that His Father has promised to provide all of our needs out of His riches and glory, we're going to continue to look to a provident state, and we're going to move more and more into despotism and socialistic tyranny and economic ruin in this country. May we take the lessons of this past year and build on them and say, no more. We want true religious liberty, and we want true financial liberty as well. And we want the government off our backs. And God will bless this nation as He's never done before.
As you've just heard from Dr. Kennedy, socialism is atheistic at its base, and Christians should have nothing to do with it. That includes the current Medicare for All proposals from so many current presidential candidates. If you are covered by Medicare, you may be quite pleased with your coverage. But the Medicare for All the left is proposing is nothing like the Medicare that exists right now. Instead, they would turn the entire American medical system upside down into a single-payer socialist nightmare with long waiting times for basic treatments and death panels deciding whether you are worth treating or not. That's why we want you to sign our petition to leaders in Congress, calling upon them to oppose any manifestation of Medicare for All that comes before them. Please contact us right away to get your petition, sign it, and return it to us right away so that we can join your voice with thousands of others. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation when you contact us, we will thank you by sending you the brand new book available exclusively from this ministry, The Coming Communist Wave: What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government. Written by veteran journalist Robert Knight, it includes chapters on the rise of fake news, socialism versus the Ten Commandments, sexual anarchy as the tip of the communist spear, and much, much more. This book needs to be read and shared widely in this election year. It also includes a plan of action for all those who want to preserve a free nation moving forward. In this election year, it is essential reading, and it's only available by contacting us. You can't get it at bookstores or on Amazon. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $50 or more, we will thank you by sending you the book plus our new DVD special, Freedom at Risk: The Left's Attack on Religious Liberty, which exposes numerous facets of the effort to secularize America and squelch Christianity. And whatever you do, please make sure to contact us for your copy of the petition calling upon congressional leaders to oppose this dangerous idea of Medicare for All. Join your voice together with thousands of others by returning that to us right away. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In January, actress Michelle Williams won a Golden Globe Award for her work in a TV miniseries. Accepting the award, she stepped up to the podium and made an astonishingly political speech.
When you put this in someone's hands, you're acknowledging the choices that they make as an actor, moment by moment, scene by scene, day by day, but you're also acknowledging the choices they make as a person. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose.
To be clear, what Ms. Williams is saying and what her Hollywood audience is applauding is that her decision to have at least one of her children killed is what helped her win a Golden Globe Award. Well, there you have it. If sacrificing a human life, one created in the image of God, is necessary in the pursuit of the personal honor associated with a golden statue, then so be it, according to Michelle Williams. It's clear that she is quite proud of her very literal idolatry. Down through the ages, mothers have often sacrificed themselves for the lives of their children. Today, the ethic of the political left says, go ahead, sacrifice your children on the altar of personal convenience. After all, it's about you, right? Of course, we must take pity on this demonically deceived young woman whose sad moral confusion has hardened into a smug sanctimony. But this reminds us that those proposing the total government takeover of healthcare share Ms. Williams' worldview, part and parcel. In their view, babies are not priceless human beings bearing God's image, but rather they are lifestyle choices. This one perhaps we keep, that one we sell for scrap body parts, perhaps to those ghouls who inhabit the shadowy confines of Planned Parenthood, and the other one we will suck out into the scrap heap in favor of a more fulfilling personal career. If this sounds harsh, that's because it is. This is pure, cold, pragmatic application to medical health care. The political left sees human life as valuable only so long as it doesn't get in the way of profits or convenience. Heaven forbid that these people should get hold of the reins of your and my health care. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
My friends, the time is coming when Christians are going to have to stand up and stand together.
You see things like Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal that uses the climate as the veneer for what really is the advancement of socialism.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.